I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by WatchEveryGame.com. For the rest of this season, our Sports Betting Weekly listeners save $100 on a WatchEveryGame.com box. You have found the only 100% listener call-in sports betting show on the planet. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. We are down to the Elite Eight in this year's NFL playoffs, so that means it is time to hear from the public. We're coming to you from the SixBetsAGame.com studios. SixBetsAGame.com, it's like the racing form for sports betting. Start winning more bets now with SixBetsAGame.com. I am second half Chaz. We've got Nolan helping us out on the board. And as always, we are going to cover as many opinions on as many games as one show can handle. We want to know what the public is thinking. So if you can't call in, hit us up on Twitter at SB Weekly. Our Facebook page is Sports Betting Weekly. We've got our own Facebook group now, hashtag the public. And as always, the show's email, show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Remember, it is callers wanted. And we're always going to lean towards winners preferred. Now, let's hit the phones. Let's go out to Hector.
All right, Hector, you were 2-0 last week, if I remember. Nice going, and that was with the Steelers on a bye. Talk to us, buddy.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the winning streak going here, Chaz. I'm actually going to shy away from my Pittsburgh Steelers this week because that half point, it opened at 6.5. I'm like, okay, I'll wait till tomorrow morning, and then it's 7.5 now. So it's like, that half point always kills me, you know? So pretty much I'm going to shy away from that, even though I know the Steelers are going to win. And they're going to face the Patriots in the AFC Championship to get some revenge. But I'm going to go with curveball for the playoff for the divisional round. I'm going to go with Atlanta convinced me, man. They still got a chip on their shoulder, you know, from the Super Bowl. And pretty much choking it away historically and all the press that they got afterwards. So I think that game against the Rams really showed that they're not going to fold and they're going to proved to everybody that they're legit. And I think last time I saw it this morning, the line was they were actually favored at Philly, -3. So I think they're going to cover that with Nick Foles, the journeyman Nick Foles playing. And I'm liking Atlanta on the road. What do you think?
Well, anytime there's a coin flip and you're not sure, you always want to go with the best quarterback. And I don't think anybody's going to argue. I don't care what happened last year because it really wasn't the quarterback that blew that Super Bowl. It was the coaching decisions to not run the ball. But the best quarterback on that field this weekend is going to be with Atlanta. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Philadelphia, they got a good defense and all. I think they'll keep the game close. But just, you know, the experience, the playoff experience, Matt Ryan, and again, having that on his back of his mind that he's got a point to prove this season. I think, I don't even think it's going to be that close at the end. I think actually they're going to start pulling away in the third quarter. So I'm going to take Atlanta 31-17.
Well, that kicker for Atlanta, boy, he's been on a run, hasn't he? He's kicked like 28 field goals in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully, if we hadn't gotten the new kicker for the Steelers, I would have said, let's trade for that guy. But our kicker is doing good this year. So I think, hopefully it might be Atlanta-Pittsburgh this season in the Super Bowl. We'll see.
Well, you know, Jacksonville's got to have a little confidence going to Pittsburgh because they whacked them the last time they played there.
Yeah, I saw that game. Ben had his first five interceptions, and three of them were tip balls, and he was going through that whole depression thing. Hey, should I come back? Should I not come back with the media and stuff? But I think now that he's going to have Antonio Brown back, it's going to make a huge difference. So.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week, and we'll see. We'll know by then.
Go Steelers.
Let's go out to it's probably a chilly Fort Wayne, Indiana. Talk to Mo from the Mo Radio Show and see if we can get a winner.
Well, it can't decide if it wants to be chilly or not. It's very deserty type weather. It's very cold at night and kind of warm during the day this week. It's ridiculous. But hopefully I can slide you some winners today. You know, this game I agonized over a little bit, but after the performance last week, I think I'm going to take Atlanta. I'm going to give the 3 on the road over Philly. I think Nick Foles could be serviceable. I think Philly's still got a good team, but it's still just not the team they were with Carson Wentz. So I'm going to take the Falcons, and I'm going to give the 3 in Philadelphia.
You know, Mo, we talk on the show a lot, and I know I've said this, high school, college, pros, it doesn't matter. Your second-string quarterback is never going to be as good as your first-string quarterback. If you, what do they always say? If you got 2 quarterbacks, how many you got?
None.
You got it, baby.
You know, and after last week in that first game, you know, let's be honest, Tennessee should have lost that game by all rights, but they didn't. They pulled it out. And, you know, I have no doubts New England's going to win this game on this weekend, but 13.5 points is a lot of points. Tennessee's not great, but I'm going to hope they can at least hang in there and not get blown out. So I'm going to ride it again. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to take the 13.5 points against New England.
It's a lot of points, but, you know, this is right. This kind of game is scream at sixbetsagame.com. I had so many games last week in the wild card where I won, but if I told you I'd like, you would have thought I lost, or who I had, you would have thought I lost, because I'm taking the first half and then moving on with my life. And the bottom line is, you know, New England is the kind of team where if you hit them in the first half, then you can back off. But if they lose the first half, they come out of halftime. They're like Alabama. They come out of halftime a better team than they go into halftime.
Yeah, they do. I'm just hoping they're not 13.5 points better coming into the game. I'll read Tennessee another week and see what happens. You know, one of the things I've learned since I've been coming on the show and since sixbetsagame.com is trends and looking at data. And the thing that data tells me about Jacksonville was they beat up on Pittsburgh earlier this year. And, you know, they didn't play well on offense last week, but the defense kept them in the game, and they won. That's the strength of this football team. So I figured, what the hell, I'm going to get more than a touchdown. I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Steelers to do it again and take the 7.5 points.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. How many people said it's so hard to beat a team 3 times in a row? Well, here's the deal. If you're good enough to beat me twice, you're probably good enough to beat me a third time. Now, don't get me wrong. If you had the Saints last week on the money line, it was a winner. If you gave the points, it was a loser. But the bottom line is they beat them. So, because you might have heard earlier, we had Hector in. And Hector kind of came on. You know, he's a big Steeler fan. He kind of came on with a couple of what do we call the WEAs, those weak-ass excuses, or WAEs, weak-ass excuses for that. That was a beat-em. They beat him up.
Yeah, they did, you know, and I love this defense. I love the secondary of this team, and that's, you know, that's the strength. And they've got a great front 7 too, you know, to go against that running game. They match up very well for everything Pittsburgh does on offense. Jacksonville has a counterpunch on defense. Now the question will be, can Jacksonville score enough points to win the football game and keep their defense off the field too much so they're not tired? But I'm going to bank on this defense, and I'm going to take the 7.5 points.
I mean, if you're looking at this game and you have any issues on who you should take, you're going to almost always lean to the quarterbacks. Well, in these 4 games, there's no question on which of the 4 better are the quarterbacks. So that's what you got to ask, is Bortles going to be a positive or a negative? Because if you run more in Pittsburgh for Jacksonville, then you throw, you ain't winning or covering.
No, you know, but you know, as we saw the first time they played this year, that you know, once you get under Ben's skin and then he starts turning the ball over, things sometimes fall apart for the Steelers, and the defense of the Steelers is not nearly as good as the Jacksonville defense. So I'm going to bank on the defense. They say defense wins championships, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and hope that it at least wins this game this week. And the final game is probably the one I agonized over the most. And, you know, we know the result from earlier in the year when Minnesota played New Orleans. But New Orleans is obviously a different team since then. They're playing inside. But, you know, it's hard to fault what Case Keenum has done for this team this year in a backup role. Plus, the defense of Minnesota is pretty darn good. They're at home. The first team that has a chance to play every home game in the stadium where the Super Bowl is played. I'm going to take the Vikings and give the 4.5 points, but it definitely wasn't an easy decision.
Well, you know, before we get to that Minnesota game, I want to go back one more time on your Jacksonville-Pittsburgh game.
Sure.
Because if you think about all the times Steelers have won games because Roethlisberger shook off somebody and made incredible plays. Guys wrapped around him and he throws the ball. And that's the difference with Jacksonville. Their defense doesn't allow that to happen. They get to him. And that is the big difference.
And we saw it. We've seen it all season. We saw it last week when those big linemen, guys like Calais Campbell, they get their arms around the quarterback. They're not letting go, and they're holding on long enough for another guy to get there and help out if needed. So you're right. I think that's a big difference when it comes to this defense when playing against Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, and then when you're looking at that Minnesota game, 4:40 Eastern on Sunday, so that's the last game to know who's going to the AFC NFC Championship. And of course, we're doing our third annual. I don't remember, but we go every year to Vegas for the AFC NFC Championship game, mostly because it is not crowded. It's not like Super Bowl Sunday. You know, you can get a seat, you get two games for the price of one, everything's good, but that game is in Minnesota where they don't need Case Keenum to win. They just need him to not lose.
You're right. That's exactly right. But boy, you know, we saw it last week when the Saints need a score, Drew Brees is pretty damn good. And, you know, and they did a good job. Carolina did of shutting down the running game last week. And, you know, it came down to Drew Brees, throwing the football and he did just that. But, you know, I take Minnesota and I know how much they've disappointed me the past couple of years in the playoffs, but I'm going to say that this year is the year. It does scare me a little that they are playing inside where New Orleans is so good. But I'm going to take the Vikings. I'm going to believe again, and hopefully they don't make fools of me and give that 4.5 points.
Yeah, for 3 years now. You look at the Vikings' home record, it's really pretty impressive against the spread.
It is. It is impressive. And you know, they've got a new field goal kicker, so we'll keep our fingers crossed for the Vikings fans this year.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see. You know, really, when you look at the point spreads, there are two close ones. That's the second one, that in the Atlanta game. And there are two bombs. Last week it was 4-for-4 with the Dogs. 5-for-5 if you consider that if you bet them early, Clemson got four. I mean, not Clemson, Georgia. Georgia got four.
Yeah. It was a decent week. And, you know, I feel like I'm going to be betting on the Pro Bowl again this year. So I'm hoping to do well this week so I can afford to be an idiot and bet on the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you know what? They've gone through. Remember, they had a lot of changes, and they were trying to fix something that really wasn't broke. You got to, you know, if it looks like a duck, you know, and it quacks and all that, you know, heard that saying. It's probably a duck. Just accept the fact that it's a game that really is supposed to be 45-37. Bet the over 72 and call it a day.
I agree with you, my friend, and hopefully next week we'll be talking about it.
All right, man. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, there's nothing that screams gambling addiction like betting on the Pro Bowl. When we come back from break, we'll take some more calls. You're listening to the only 100% listener call-in sports betting show on the planet. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too, championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autograph footballs. championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly. This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you bet on football? Do you know why most guys lose every year betting on football? If your bets are just in the entire game, then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Your bookie is hard to beat. Think about it. Point spreads, vigs. It's time to take back some of that house advantage. With 6BetsAGame.com, you're already doing the handicapping. Now you have the right tool. Start winning more bets now. Every against the spread result from every quarter, every half, every game, and it's right there on your phone. And the reports are free. Win more now with 6BetsAGame.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by WatchEveryGame.com. And for the rest of this season, our Sports Betting Weekly listeners save $100 on a WatchEveryGame.com box. We are listening to the public, give out winners. It's the divisional round. The Elite Eight are left in the NFL. I am Second F Chaz, and remember, if you can't call into the show, you can always post your winners on our Sports Betting Weekly Facebook group, hashtag the public, on Twitter at SB Weekly. We're all starting with opinions before they can become winners, and it is the home stretch in football, football, basketball, hockey. There's a lot of sports right now, and it's a perfect time of year to get yourself or someone you know that loves sports a WatchEveryGame.com box. You'll get to watch every game and every sport that matters to you, and especially if you got some action, it sure beats watching that game cast on your phone. It's as simple as WatchEveryGame.com. And for the rest of the season, our listeners save $100 on a WatchEveryGame.com box. Shipping's free. And don't forget what Vicky says. Don't forget the movies. Let's hit the phones.
All right, let's go out to Zabriano, who's given us nothing but winners in 2017, and we're going to hope he can continue in 2018.
I'm definitely going to continue. And today I'm going to give two soccer picks, starting off. My first soccer pick in the English soccer is Manchester City to beat Liverpool. I look for Manchester City to keep rolling. They're undefeated, and they've given us money every time. And my other pick is in the Championship of England, Wolverhampton -1 to beat Barnsley. Wolverhampton is the best team, and this should be a very, very easy game for them. Now, getting down to the football. My top play of the week in the football, and I even gave them to win the Super Bowl, is the Minnesota Vikings -5. That's my top play. Getting down to my secondary plays, I like the Falcons -2.5, and I definitely like the Jacksonville Jaguars +7.5. As long as Todd Bowles doesn't throw interceptions, I look for Jacksonville to keep the game close and have a chance to win. But this quarterback, I really don't trust him that much. I don't know what you think about that. Those are my picks.
Well, yeah, you know, Atlanta, they're making a big deal that Atlanta's the first ever number one seed to be, Philadelphia is the first number one seed to be an underdog. But the bottom line is Nick Foles is not the other guy. And that's what it is. Now,
exactly.
Is he that much of a difference? Well, you know what? I think part of that point spread is what people saw with Atlanta at the Rams. So you have to say to yourselves, what happens with the Rams and Atlanta? Well, if you remember when Philly and the Rams played, it was a really close game. Very close.
Exactly.
So it'll be interesting to see. I think that was the game he actually got hurt in.
That was the game he got hurt. And if you're really looking at the lines of the books on this game, the spread Me, I have them at 2.5. But the 3, everybody's taking Philly on the 3. But if you look at the win, Atlanta is like bet like crazy. I just do not see Nick Foles being able to deliver. Philly has a great defense. They can put points on the board, but Nick Foles compared to Carson Wentz against Matt Ryan is just, I don't really, and based on his past performances, if you watch the past 2 games against the Raiders, Nick Foles was doing nothing.
No, they haven't scored a lot of points. They haven't scored a lot of points with him. The first game he was fine, but after that they adjusted.
And if you look at the Vikings this week, the Vikings have a top defense. Drew Brees will not get the time that he had last week because Carolina last week was just not there. So
you're new. You're new to our show.
Yeah.
Minnesota's been covering since we were on the air. It's been like 3 years. Their home record against the spread is unbelievable. It's like, I want to say it's probably 22-2.
Wow. You see? The team's going to roll. Minnesota's going to roll. I mean, but the game that shocked me the most last week was that collapse of Kansas City. That was a complete collapse. I don't know how Tennessee won that game, but as soon as the tight end got hurt, 40 yards offense in the second half against Tennessee, I don't know.
Well, his replacement, remember, this replacement came into the game, and one of the first things he did is have a drop. Now, don't get me wrong. He ended up making a few catches after that. But, you know, with any sport, if you got a talented guy, then I got to pay attention to that talented guy. But if he's hurt and the guy that comes in isn't as talented, well, I don't have to be as much worried. So what I can do is I can pay attention to the other talented guys. And Andy Reid did another collapse. You know, here's the thing with Andy Reid. He's good. He gets his teams to the playoffs. And Philly got rid of him and hasn't been back since. This is their first year back.
No, Kansas City
gets rid of them, they won't go to the playoffs either. And whoever picks them up will go to the playoffs. They won't win in the playoffs, but they'll get there.
Very, very. You really, really so right on about that. But the most interesting game of the week, in my opinion, is the Jacksonville Jaguars with Pittsburgh. That's the most interesting game. Because me, I see this game that if Bowles throws the interceptions, I see it as a blowout. But I'm taking the +7.5 because I love that Jacksonville defense, and Roethlisberger will not be able to throw the ball. So the running game.
Well, as you know, Hector from San Diego is a big Steelers fan, and he doesn't always pick that game, but a lot of times he does. This week, though, he didn't. And if you heard earlier, what we talked about is if you beat me up, and they didn't just beat him, they beat him up last time, and he had 5 picks. He never had 5 picks before. You're going into that game with 100% confidence. So I would tend to agree. Why would I need 7.5 points if I already beat you here this year?
And I'll tell you one thing. Some bookies down in Greece, I was checking the line. One of my clients called me. They got the line at +6.5. You're not even getting a touchdown. I mean, that says a lot about this Jacksonville defense. You're not even getting a touchdown.
And that also says that it's time to buy half a point.
Exactly. That's what I think, buddy. So that's it, buddy, for this week. Let's see.
All right.
Okay.
So we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Bye.
Let's head out to San Antonio, Texas. We're going to talk with Jonathan. And anytime you nail the wild round, the wild card round, let's try that in English, you got to feel pretty good going into the next week. You had some winners last week.
Yeah, I had a pretty good week. The Tide's winner I'm not going to say lucky, but by Kelsey getting hurt, that really helped the Titans propel them. I mean, I've never seen a team where you're the best player on the team is a tight end. And as soon as he went out, they couldn't move the ball, and Tennessee was able to come back and win that game.
It was a big drop off in offense. And
absolutely, and I was kind of surprised. I didn't expect to be that big of a drop off, but. You know, when going into half down 21-3, I was still okay because I knew Kelsey wasn't gonna get back in the game with a concussion. I had a feeling all they needed was they didn't need to win the game. couple touchdowns here and that they can lose, but they would get the cover for eight. So I felt really good.
It was horrible.
I thought Georgia was going to win the game outright. They probably should have won the game outright.
They could have done things a little bit differently in the second half, because when Alabama came out so fast, they looked like a totally different team in the second half. You got to adjust it. They didn't really adjust. They only had that one, really, if you think about it, they had one big play, that big 80-yard bomb. I think it was in the full length of the field. That was their only offense in the second half. So I think that kind of sugarcoated, if they thought they were still in the game, they really could have got blown out in the second half, too.
Yeah, I will say that I was, what a move by Nick Saban. What a move. And once you put this guy in, this freshman quarterback who's maybe seen 15 plays all year, half of them running, Georgia was at a disadvantage because they were not prepared. I also believe that the game.
He looked good, man. He looked good.
Georgia, 3rd and 7, they had him stopped. If they stop them and they're forced to punt the ball away, I firmly believe Georgia goes on to win the game. That play turned the entire momentum to Alabama's side. That one play right there.
Well, normally you hit a quarterback that hard, they didn't wrap up. But normally you hit a quarterback that hard, you don't need to wrap up. He goes down. You don't go backwards, run around the end for 40 yards and get a first down.
Yeah, it was a pretty ridiculous play. But 2-0 was a good week last week. So
no doubt. So let's see what you got. Talk to us.
This week I'm going to go to Pittsburgh, and I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars +7.5. And I'm going to hear it all. There's no offense. Jacksonville, Blake Bortles looks horrible, and I get it 100%. I understand that. But Jacksonville's defense is really freaking good. They are the absolute truth. I do think Antonio Brown is still a question mark. Even if he does play, how effective will he be? I think that 7.5 in this type of playoff game is well manageably covered for, you know, by the Jaguars. I'm going to say Pittsburgh wins the game. I think it'll be a lot closer than the people think, than the public is going to give on. So I'm going to take Jacksonville Jaguars. The other one, I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints. A lot of the reason I'm taking the New Orleans Saints, in my opinion, is they're going to the Super Bowl. I think they are going to win the NFC, and you're giving me 4.5 points. Minnesota's a great team. But the one thing that the New Orleans Saints have this year that they didn't have in the last five, six years has been, one, a running game, and two, a defense. They no longer are a team that has to score 50. They can beat you by scoring 21 because they have that good of a defense. Last week, Carolina basically said, we're going to stop the run. You freeze the pass against you, and you forget. Even though his passing yards are down this year, it's because he hasn't needed them. It doesn't mean he can't still do what he used to do. He just hasn't needed those yards to win. But now you have to stop the run, you got to stop the freeze, and you got to score on a defense that's top 10, top rate. I just feel like a lot, you know, if Minnesota wins, I'm looking at a field goal. I think it's going to go back and forth. Maybe who has the ball last in that game. I'll give it to New Orleans Saints +4.5. Again, I do think they're the Super Bowl team, of course. I say it all the time, protect yourself with the points. But I think that they definitely get a cover. The other game I like, I'm going to go to New England. So I'm going to take Jacksonville +13.5. I mean, not Jacksonville, sorry, Tennessee +13.5. It's a lot of points in any NFL game. You're talking about playoff time, but I get it. It is New England. It's going to be cold. Yada yada yada. I just feel like that's a lot of points. And if you look back in history at the New England Patriots playoff games, Super Bowl games, a lot of close games. They don't blow teams out in the playoffs. They don't blow teams out in Super Bowl wins. I mean, they have one Super Bowl win by more than 4 points. That was with a 6-point victory in overtime. Every other time they won by three. They won by three. They won by four. They win a lot of close playoff games. So I think 13.5 is a lot of points to give. So I say that game stays a little close. Those are my three picks this week. think I can't read on the Falcons and Eagles game is a real tough read because you don't have Carson Wentz. But Nick Foles is also not a rookie quarterback. He's been playing. He's found some success. Maybe not. He's real up and down. You just don't know what you're expecting, I guess. So that one I really don't have a good read on.
Yeah, we talked about it a couple weeks back when we pulled all the data from sixbestofgame.com for this year, and double-digit favorites in the NFL this year have been a coin flip, half and half.
Half and half. That's what I thought you were going to ask for in your betting.
it'll be an interesting weekend. The one thing about New Orleans is, you know, they won the game with defense because, remember, the Panthers dominated the first half, but all they were doing was getting 3 points. And you know what? With the good teams, you cannot trade field goals for touchdowns. Never works. Never works.
They were doing a very nice bend, but don't break. I mean, if you look at the yards in that game, we're almost identical. But if you look at Carolina and turn them in a touch, 15 points.
Yeah, the one thing, though, about that game, Drew Brees was so accurate. Oh, my God, he was a machine. It was it was such a thing to see. He was beautiful.
That 8-yard bomb.
It was beautiful.
It was perfect. Perfect.
So I don't know with Minnesota's defense, because Minnesota's defense is very, very good. Minnesota's offense isn't going to win the game for them. Minnesota's defense is going to win the game. So it'll be interesting to see for sure.
And it's not a bash on the – because Case Keenum's had a hell of a year. He's had a hell of a year. That offense has really had a good year, especially losing Dalvin Cook the way he was running the ball first couple games. You know, the offense, they've really found a rhythm with Thielen and Diggs, but I think it's going to be a lot tougher to put up. I'm not going to do a total play on this game, but I think it might be a little more low scoring than people are going to give on to. I think you're looking at maybe 20-20 kind of a game, maybe, you know, 20-17 kind of a game, kind of real defensive struggle, kind of what we saw with that nasty Jacksonville and Buffalo game. That game was pretty bad.
Scenario that I saw with the national championship game, I said, you know, it looks like to be a field goal game. I'll take 4 points, and that's exactly what you're getting with the Saints.
Yeah, I was in watching that game, and the whole time I'm cheering for Georgia and get to overtime, and I'm watching and people freaking out, like, and I'm like, this kicker's good though for Georgia. He can hit this 50-yarder. He's a good kicker. Nailed it. And at that point, I'm kind of seeing pretty because I got 3.5. I'm up 3. Give a touchdown, I win. No matter what, I'm going to win the game. I mean, yeah, there's just no way I wouldn't lose that game unless the only way is a field goal. All I knew is I wasn't going to lose it in that overtime. I knew that in that overtime, I was 100% going to at least another overtime, like I'm going to win. That felt great getting 3.5. It would drop from 4 or 4.5 during the beginning of the week. So if you had that, your props would phenomenal. But
well, that's exactly what I did. But the thing that was funny, I told my son, we were watching the game, I said, you know what, tomorrow, if I didn't see this game and you told me that there was a overtime touchdown in college football for 40 yards or whatever it was, I would have said it was a typo. You can't have it. That's not how college football works. They put the ball on the 25, and they move it in from there. There's no way he could add a 40-yard pass.
And he did. And then I was disappointed with the defense, too, because you have to guard the touchdown. You know, before you can do anything else, you got to make sure they don't score a touchdown. And I know what the safety was thinking because there was an underneath route, but if he catches that ball, he's at the 10-yard line, which is, yes, going to be probably a first down, but you're in the game. They're in the game. You cannot give up a touchdown. And he backed off of the deep ball to look at the underneath route, and that's what cost him the game. That was the coverage was very bad. I was disappointed with that with the way that Georgia safety handled that situation. You cannot do that. You cannot allow a guy to streak down the sideline when you can't give up a touchdown. You can give up anything else but a touchdown. That was
well, it's funny because, as you know, when you're watching the game from the stadium, it's different. You get to see everything. When you're watching the game on TV, you only get to see what they want you to see with that camera angle. And when they switched to the long view of the play, he was so wide open. It just blew me away. I said, oh, my God, look at this. And my son and I said, did we just see that? Because it really was one of those games. Did we just see what we saw? Because it was such a great, great football game.
It was a very – I was hoping Georgia would win the game, but it was a very good football game. I mean, you look at that – I played quarterback in high school, and you look at that, that is a dream when you need a 40-yarder, and I'm a lefty. That is a dream. Left side of the field, you see a 40-yarder down streaking down the sideline. God, that is a dream how open he got. And
yeah, no doubt about
ball,
it.
As soon as he threw it, because they – first – when he throws, you don't see what's going on. But as soon as he threw it, I told my buddy, I'm like, touchdown.
Yeah, no, it was like a rope. It was like the ball was on a rope right to him. It was just a touchdown. Beautiful, beautiful play.
There was no way he was going to throw that ball, especially with Nick Saban on the side telling him, look, if it's not there, we got to get some type of yards to get us back to manageable third down. So the only way he was throwing that ball was if he was completely wide open, which he was.
Yep.
So,
no doubt
about
it.
But we'll see what happens this week in the playoffs. Let's hope I can go 3-0.
All right, good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
Later, bud.
So let's go out to Connecticut, our reigning CBS against the spread pool champion who did really well last week. Let's see if we can keep it going with the divisional round.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to get a little more creative with my bets, and you know, the six bets a game opened up my eyes to these first half, first quarter bets, these first score bets, and, you know, it's kind of allowed me to zero in on a couple games and really kind of get to know them and make five, six, seven bets on those games and win some money. So this week, more of the same. I'm focusing in on this Falcons game. The Falcons are playing Philly. I'm blank for a second. And the Falcons are -3. They're visiting Philly, -3. They've had trouble scoring touchdowns all year, Atlanta. Philly, with no Carson Wentz, had trouble doing anything. And right off the bat, I think I'm going to start with one of my more favorite bets. First score of the game, a Falcons field goal is +300. And that's something I really like this week. You know, we talked about it last week with the Georgia-Alabama game with the first field goal at +150 for either team or +300 for both. What do you think of that first field goal bet?
Well, yeah, you know what? All year long, Atlanta has underperformed. And how much money did they take from people early in the year? Because everybody kept waiting for them to bust out of their thing. And that's really where the sixbetsagame.com has won me so much money over the years, is because, remember, it paid for the entire website. I have a website that was paid for entirely by the winnings from the data. And the thing is, yeah, you could wait around for something to change. Like, I could sit there, Joe, and I could, now we're talking to Joe from Connecticut. I can see he's our reigning, by the way, CBS against the spread pool winner with the highest wins ever in the history of 4 years of doing the pool. But I could wait around for my son to take out the trash Sunday night on time. Or I could say, hey, for the last 6 weeks, he hasn't taken it out. Maybe I need to tell him to take it out or take it out myself. And it's the same thing with the sixbetsagame.com. You could wait for Atlanta to explode offensively, but if they ain't done it for six straight weeks, why would you?
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. You know, we've been waiting all season for them. They finally played a decent game last week. You know, they didn't really bust out. They scored some points. But, you know, that first field goal is really interesting to me. Between the 20s, Julio Jones has always been a monster. He's always had trouble scoring touchdowns in the red zone. This year is no different than last year, where he had a similar problem. But this line on this game is interesting because for a team that has been pretty good all year, hasn't broken through, this line really favors them. They're only given 3 in Philly. I don't think Philly has a chance with Nick Foles at quarterback this week. They were kind of all out against the Cowboys early on in the game, and they didn't put any points on the board. You know, they're -3 for the game. in the first half. They're minus 1.5. I like both of those. I like Falcons first half, minus 1.5. I like Falcons full game, minus 3. I think they're going to score early. And I think they're kind of, you know, maybe they won't put up 45, but I think they're just going to coast.
I don't think we've had too many callers really talking about the Saints-Minnesota game, but I did hear on the various, you know, ESPN and Fox and all those channels regarding the winner of that game is going to the Super Bowl. But and don't get me wrong, Minnesota is a very good team. I really like Minnesota. Drew Brees played last week phenomenal. If he replicates that performance last week, he deserves another ring. But I'm telling you right now, if I was anybody to be worried about, I would be worried about Atlanta. They got a chip on their shoulder. They've been there. They've done that. It's fresh. They know what we talked about it with last week. All the teams were new. Look at this. We said last year's wild card, here's this year's wild card. None of the same teams. And Atlanta would be the team I would worry about more than anybody right now if I was in the NFC.
Yeah, you know, and especially with this New Orleans-Minnesota game this week, it's a tough matchup for both teams. They're both good teams. They're both good defenses. They both have interesting offenses. You know, and Atlanta gets to go to Philly. They get to play Nick Foles. I mean, what are they really facing? A team that's a shadow of themselves earlier in the year. I think they coast this week. They're in L.A. last week. They played a pretty clean game. You know, I think they have a nice path to the finals here.
No doubt about it. Anything else?
Yeah. So I got one more football, and I got, in the spirit of tennis, I got some tennis coming up, too, that I'll go over really quickly. But football, I find this one really interesting. I'm scrolling through the prop bets. Patriots-Titans, which I don't know what to make of as a game because the Patriots are given about 64 touchdowns. But I look back and they have how quickly do teams score? There's an under 5:30 and under 5 minutes and 30 seconds into the game and an under 6 minutes and 30 seconds into the game. So I look back, and this is the great thing about the Patriots, because they have the same coach, the same quarterback, and they're in the playoffs every year, you can look how they perform every year. And everybody always says, you know, gee, the Patriots, they typically come in and they start slow. It takes them a little while to get going in the playoffs, and then they figure it out. But I said, let me take a look. Well, you know, everybody loves their colloquial evidence. I said, let me look at the empirical evidence here and take a look. In 8 of their last 10 playoff games dating back to 2006, the first score has come within 5 minutes and 30 seconds into the game, with the two exceptions being the Jets playoff game in 2011, I believe, when Mark Sanchez beat the New England Patriots, which was a complete anomaly, and last year when they scored 5 minutes and 34 seconds into the game. So you got two prop bets on the line here. First score within 5 minutes and 30 seconds, which is plus 130, and first score within 6 minutes and 30 seconds, giving yourself a little extra breathing room at minus 115. I like them both. The Patriots tend to either come out and score really quickly or give up a touchdown really quickly. And they've done that in 9 of their last 10 in under 6 minutes and 30 seconds into the game. So I really like that prop bet as a sneaky little winner there in that Pats Titans game.
Yeah, I would. There's no doubt about it. But I do remember last year in the Super Bowl, I said to everybody, "I'm gonna the over's too high. I'm gonna sit tight." Now it ended up going over because it went overtime. But I'm gonna sit tight and I'm gonna wait and I'm gonna wait and I'm gonna wait and I'm gonna wait as long as I can, and I'm gonna load up on the over. And they did go the first quarter without scoring in the Super Bowl last year, and so
that worked
out really well because I think I got it down to 45. I got it down to 45, so sometime late in the third quarter, I cashed the over, and it was still under for the game, you know?
Yeah, you know, if you have your pulse on those live lines, it's fantastic. You can really buy yourself some value depending on how quickly the bookmaker adjusts. And it's a really great way to capture value. That's a great job right there.
All right, so let's talk about some tennis because, you know what, Zabriano had talked a little earlier today with some soccer. Not everybody, of course, has the ability to get the lines. You know, if you're dealing with Vinny Jigs down at the 7-Eleven, you may not get tennis lines in. But when I go online, you know, I use a couple different books because they offer different stuff. So what are we looking at? Men's tennis or women's tennis?
So men's tennis we got here, the Australian Open qualifiers is going on right now. The first day is on Sunday, which is Monday for them. And as just two future bets, I find two guys really attractive. You know, of course, you got Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, who were unbelievable last year. But, you know, coming off of injury, I think this guy's line is going to get adjusted really quickly. Novak Djokovic is 5-1 to win the whole tournament. If he comes out there and he's healthy, you are getting a world of value at 5-1. You're getting the best player in the world at 5-1 in a tournament that he performs well in historically. So Novak Djokovic at 5-1 is a fantastic value. And my long shot play for the tournament is a guy, Marin Cilic, C-I-L-I-C. He's 25-1. He's another player that if he's out there and his serve is hot, he's unbeatable. So just one play in Novak where you're just going to catch a lot of value, and another in a guy that's got a good draw, that's at long odds, that typically plays really well. And for a bonus, I like two guys, especially in their first match. There's Feliciano Lopez playing Sam Querrey. Feliciano Lopez is plus 105. I like him. And a long shot play, you get in a two-player match, you're getting Federico Del Bonis plus 300 over GL Mueller. I love Del Bonis in this match. I think he's quite the overlay, and, you know, it's a nice way to start off the tournament, popping a nice victory at a deep odds, beating a ranked player. And, you know, it's a tournament full of value. You come in and, you know, these guys haven't played in 6-7 weeks, you know, and you're getting value on these guys because they don't have the body of work that they develop over a season. So it's an interesting tournament. It should be a lot of fun, and you should be getting a lot of value throughout.
There you go. Not wrong in having a few choices, too.
Exactly. Hey, there's 32 matches on the first – 32 bets you can make on the first day, 32 on the second, and then 16-16, and they just keep rolling in.
Yeah, it sounds like March Madness, but with tennis. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to love, we got some tennis, sloppy always, Joe from Connecticut gives us tennis, sloppy's always good with some golf, Zabariano with soccer, God bless America, you can bet on anything, it's Sports Betting Weekly, we'll be right back.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter. Or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly. This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you bet on football? Do you know why most guys lose every year betting on football? If your bets are just in the entire game, then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Your bookie is hard to beat. Think about it. Point spreads, vigs. It's time to take back some of that house advantage. With 6BetsAGame.com, you're already doing the handicapping. Now you have the right tool. Start winning more bets now. Every against the spread result from every quarter, every half, every game, and it's right there on your phone. And the reports are free. Win more now with 6BetsAGame.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by WatchEveryGame.com. And for the rest of this season, our listeners save $100 on a WatchEveryGame.com box. You don't even need a promo code. Just go to the WatchEveryGame.com and you'll see $100 off the price. You are tuned in to the only 100% listener call-in sports betting show on the planet. It's as many opinions on as many games as one show can handle, with callers wanted and winners preferred. I am Second Half Chaz. Let's recap what we've got going so far. As always, these are opinions on NFL divisional games with the top two seeds coming off of a bye, and that's exactly what they are. They're opinions of how they play the games. But last week with the wild card, we had a lot of winners. So if you missed any of the show up to now, you can always listen to this week's show in its entirety at sportsbettingweeklive.com. sportsbettingweeklylive.com. You can even hear the old shows. Go to Sports Betting Weekly, hit the shows tab. Let's get back to the phones.
Well, let's go out to the host of Sports Talk on 93.1 The Fan, our own Billy Elvis, and he's always got some winners. But before we get him started, I think we probably should give me some kudos for my call on the Georgia game last week on his show.
Oh, absolutely, dude. You pretty much nailed it in all aspects.
Well, the beauty for me was I had Alabama people that want to buy championshipfootballs.com, and I had my money on Georgia getting four, so it was a winner both sides.
That's fantastic. Well, I know you didn't predict the quarterback change for Bama, which seemed to be the difference in the game.
Oh, my God. When they came out, it was just me and my son, Chris, and we're sitting there watching it. I said, Chris, it's like a different team. It was like a different team. They were so much faster.
Well, you know, and if history has a way of repeating itself, which it often does, we saw something similar a few years ago with the Ohio State Buckeyes over here in my neck of the woods when their starting quarterback JT Barrett got injured last game of the regular season against Michigan, and they bring in a guy that hadn't played all year. And all he did was play better, and Ohio State played better and throttled Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game and skated through.
He went three for three. Remember, he had like 1,000 yards or something in three games.
Yeah, and the poor schlep didn't, you know, go into the NFL right then and there, and he should have, because now I think he's flipping burgers somewhere. I don't know where he is.
No, I thought he was on the Chargers roster at one point this year.
Trust me when I say his best days are behind him, those last three games at Ohio State.
Yeah, but you know what? I would imagine he doesn't buy a lot of drinks for himself if people know who he is.
No. So, yeah, I mean, it was another great college football championship game, and as we sit back and we'd like to take a bunch more of those meaningless bowl games and make them mean something by putting more teams in the college football playoff. Look, the past 3 years alone, and all of them have involved Alabama, have been thrillers. In the last two games, you know, the game was won on the final play.
Yeah, but we did. So, you know, think about it. I told my son, if you're watching football, okay, and you see final score, overtime, 41-yard touchdown pass, you say, wait a minute, that's not possible. In college football, you can't have that. It's not possible to have a 41-yard touchdown pass in overtime.
When you have a 15-yard sack prior to the 41-yard pass, you can.
And then we saw that play, and you could see it. I mean, it was a split second, but it seemed like the ball was in the air for hours, and you can see the guy was wide open. And I looked at my son and said, are we seeing what we're seeing? It was one of those games.
So say what you will about Bama. Say what you will about Georgia. Say what you will about a championship that involved all Southeast teams. We got a good one. And you made some money, so good on you.
Well, the wild card were good games, too, though, last week. They were some good. I mean, all four underdogs won. That's not good if you're a favorite player, but it's good if you like good football.
Well, you know, and you know how I lean. I lean towards the underdogs, especially when there's a lot of points involved. And, you know, even the Jacksonville game, it wasn't pretty, but, you know, it was close. So that kept it interesting.
No doubt. So talk to us about these divisional rounds. You got four teams that sat around and watched last week. Now, the week off could help maybe with injuries, or it could hurt with that karma, the mo. You lost your mo, you know?
Yeah. Here's the thing that bothers me right now, because I probably would have normally been all over the Patriots giving up 13.5 points in a playoff game. But, you know, all the reports of the demise of the Patriots, of Belichick leaving, of Belichick and Brady fighting, of Belichick, Brady, and Kraft fighting, you know what that means? That means that the Patriots are probably going to win by 30.
Well, we have talked in the past 4 years, Billy. I remember that time I was at the Wrigley with you guys for your show.
Yeah,
When the Patriots get dissed, they do come back with an attitude, don't they?
Yeah, so that 13.5 point spread scares the living crap out of me, actually. But yeah, I got to take the Patriots to cover. I think if we didn't see all those headlines about their demise and their infighting, I think that's the kind of thing that they put on the bulletin board in the locker room, and it motivates them. And you know, Tom Brady hearing about, you know, him losing something as a 40-year-old quarterback, I think they're just going to take care of business, and it's probably going to be, and Vegas agrees with the point spread, it's probably going to be by far the most lopsided game of the weekend.
Well, with watching football, in the last, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 years, the impact of the hits, the guys are so much faster, so much bigger. They are car wrecks. They're car wrecks. Every single play is a car wreck for somebody. And when you saw that tight end for Kansas City, when you saw him, your heart went out for him, because you know he had no idea where he was.
Oh, no. He might not still know where he is, Chaz. And talk about what a difference that made in that game, too. I mean, the Chiefs were cruising right along, you know, and then Kelce goes out and the whole game flips on him. And, you know, and again, to bring it back to Ohio where I'm at, reminds me of when Andy Dalton has Tyler Eifert or when Andy Dalton doesn't have Tyler Eifert. It's a very different Bengals offense.
Well, with that being said, I really got to believe that it wasn't Tennessee winning as much as Kansas City losing. And Tennessee did nothing to scare me that day. That 13.5 points, actually, I took it at 14 because I had some money in my account from winning. So I said, I'm just going to bet it now. I just bet it at 14. I don't care about the half point. I agree with you. I could see it being, 35-7, something like that.
Yeah, Patriots are going to roll the Titans, so they'll cover. I think the Falcons have found themselves, too. Especially defensively, and I really was impressed with them more defensively than offensively. But so many weapons on offense, you know, the regular season is behind them. They kind of had their ups and downs, but with no Carson Wentz in Philadelphia, there's no chance for the Eagles. I'm saying you take the road team in that game.
I agree with you, and what I told, I think it was Joe from Connecticut, or one of the guys who called earlier in the show, was that the one team you don't want to be playing if you're in the NFC is Atlanta, because then they're done, that chip on your shoulder, better talent. Remember, they had that cornerback was injured,
And you know who he looked like in that game when they beat the Rams? He looked like Petey. Remember the Titans? They put Petey on defense because he had a chip on his shoulder, and he fumbled the ball, and he had an attitude, and they put him on a defense, and he was just faster than everybody. And that cornerback that was hurt, I forget his name, for Atlanta that was hurt last year, he's back. I agree with you 100%. But you know what? No disrespect to Nick Foles. He's probably one of the best backup quarterbacks. So would you rather have your MVP from last year or one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL?
Oh, man, that's definitely intriguing. But like I said, you know, Nick Foles, he is one of the best backups in the NFL, but he's a backup. And a backup, you know, might catch fire like Case Keenum did in Minnesota this year, but I don't think it's happening this week. I know it's going to be crazy nuts in Philadelphia, but I'm telling you, the Atlanta Falcons are winning that game.
Let's talk about what happens when we wake up Sunday morning, 105 Eastern.
Well, I tell you what, the best game of the weekend's probably going to be the Saints and the Vikings, and I don't know if the Saints are going to win the game, but I think it's going to be closer than the point spread. So I'm saying take the Saints and the points. You know, I kind of hope the Saints do win the ball game because I don't want to see the Vikings go on to the Super Bowl and play in their own building. I don't want to ever see that happen. I don't want to see that ever happen in the NFL because guess what that's going to create? All the talk of, home field advantage. So maybe the streak will continue. Maybe karma is against the Vikings anyway, and maybe not this round, but maybe in the NFC Championship. But I'm telling you, take the Saints and the points because it's going to be a close ball game.
Drew Brees, Billy, does what he did last, I mean, that was impressive a throwing performance. If he was at the carnival where you break the plates with the baseballs, or you knock down the dolls with the I'm old, so you understand I'm old. In the old days, the dolls were pretty thick, and the hair around the dolls was not that thick. Now the dolls are skinny, and the fuzzy hair all around them is thick. So when you throw the ball, you think you're hitting the doll, but you hit the fuzzy hair, and it goes through, and the guy takes your money. If Drew Brees throws like he did last week in the Dome in Minnesota, he's going to come home with a lot of pretty stuffed bears.
Yeah, oh yeah. And that defense is stout, and that's why I still think it's going to be a close game, even if Drew Brees is on it. But here's the other thing. There's a ginormous chip on Drew Brees' shoulder, and it's because everybody's talking about old Tom Brady. Well, nobody's talking about old Drew Brees, and I don't mean that he wants to be talked about as old Drew Brees, but, you know, he's defying, you know, physiology. At his age and what he's able to do. And remember, he's a small man. Brady's not a small guy. Drew Brees is a small guy that's made it this long.
No doubt. Oh, he's just impressive. It's funny because Vicky, as you know, is a Charger fan that's struggling with the Chargers leaving, and she tried to become a Baltimore fan, and now she doesn't know what kind of fan she is. She's really going through an identity crisis. But when it comes to Drew Brees, remember, he was a Charger. I was at the game. It was the last game of the season. He got tackled near the end zone. He hurt his shoulder, and the Chargers let him go. And she made a comment. I said, sweetie, it wouldn't matter. If he was still here, he'd just be Phillip Rivers without a ring, because you got to go to a winning organization to win. And the Saints have done, as an organization, they've done phenomenal since he's been there.
Well, and that's where I bring up Sean Payton as well, because he's the second best coach in these playoffs, in my mind. You know, some people might have him number one, but I don't know who those people would be, because Bill Belichick's still, you know, number one. But Peyton's right there at number two. And with all due respect to Big Ben Roethlisberger, my man Drew Brees is the number two quarterback playing this weekend. So,
All right, so let me ask you a question, because – what you got to do, you've got to take, you got to go down, if you're going, trying to get to Pittsburgh, do you go up to the 90? How do you get across from Lima to Pittsburgh?
You would,
75 to 70.
You could do that. You could go up north, take the turnpike over. You could take 30 all the way over there and cross the Pennsylvania line. 30 starts in Chicago, goes through Indiana, and straight through the middle of Ohio to Pennsylvania. So 30 wouldn't be a bad route either. That's two-lane highway stuff.
That's not a long drive at all, right?
Not at all. If I was going to go to a playoff game, I mean, obviously that one's going to be the closest.
Yeah.
But I tell you this, there's a whole lot of Ben Roethlisberger haters in Ohio. He played college in Ohio.
Of course.
The reason they're haters is because the Browns didn't take him. The Browns took
right.
Kellen Winslow Jr. And where's he?
Well, he had a couple years.
He did.
Not a couple rings, a couple years.
Yeah, but, and also he's a receiver who doesn't have the same kind of lifespan as the quarterback does, the way the quarterbacks are protected. But
no doubt.
The point is where would the Browns be today if they drafted Ben Roethlisberger? That's my
Oh, my God.
Who knows? They would have had to put people around him, of course. But
Yeah.
All right, well, getting back to that Steeler game, you know, given the Jags 7, that's a good defensive team. The Jaguars are a really, really good defensive team, and I think they believe in themselves, kind of like the Titans do, you know, new up-and-comer. But, you know, they got their playoff win, and I think it's time for Big Ben and Antonio to shine, and I say take the Steelers to cover.
Yeah, you know what? Someone said, remember last week, the whole talk was with Carolina and New Orleans is that, you know, it's hard to beat a team three times. Well, if you beat them twice, you're probably better than them, so you're probably going to beat them a third time, which they did. Jacksonville embarrassed Pittsburgh, embarrassed them. Well, here's the thing. They embarrassed them because they were better than them then. Now they're getting 7 points. I don't know. That seems like an awful lot of points.
It really does. It really does. But don't think for a second that the Steelers don't know how to turn it on like the Patriots do when it comes playoff time. And
they've got a proven track record of it.
They do. And again, now you're talking about another old man. Of course, Big Ben's not as old as Drew Brees and our buddy Tom Brady. But you know, he was flirting with retirement last year. So, you know, there's something to be said about those guys that know their clock is ticking and they'll bring it all out and they'll use their minds. And Jacksonville, you know, they're just in uncharted territory, a place they're not used to being in. And they just don't know what it's going to be like at Heinz Field for a playoff game as opposed to a regular season game. Very, very different animal.
All right, so on a sidebar, did you talk to the office about getting the radio station to pay for your trip to our Betaway weekend when we go with our third annual Betaway weekend?
I've been working on that for quite some time now, and I'm having a hard time getting them to buy into that.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it every year, so sooner or later, you got to just catch them on a good note. You know?
I got to get a couple good ratings books, you know, get the right timing and hit the owner when he's drunk.
There's nothing wrong with hitting the owner when he's drunk. All right, buddy.
Oh, Chaz, always a pleasure. I can't wait to get out there with you sometime, man.
All right, we'll talk soon. Good luck with your picks.
All right, amigo.
So we're going to head on now to we're heading up to Reno, Nevada to talk to Marvin from Las Vegas who's on vacation. But we'll be seeing him next week when we're at the Westgate for our third annual NFC-AFC weekend, Betaway weekend. Marvin, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. Yeah, we're taking a little time off in Reno, but we're not taking any time off from the NFL, I'll tell you that.
Talk to us. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to pick all four games. I'm just going to put my reputation on the line for all four of these games. There's a lot of big games this week. This is probably a lot of people who are into football. They love this week in football, the divisional round, where your matchups are just marquee, every matchup. So I'm not sure what the scheduling is for the games, but I do like a couple of the dogs. The first one that jumps out at me is Tennessee, plus 13 points is a lot. I know they're up at Bradyville in New England, but the way I saw Marcus Mariota play last week, I was so impressed with his second half. So I'm back. I'm going to take Tennessee plus the points. I think 13 points is way too many in a divisional round game. Like I said, Marcus Mariota, he's pretty much the X factor in this game, so if he plays well, I think he could be looking at an upset, but just play it safe. 13 points, I'll walk away with that any day, so I'm taking the Dogs in the 13 there.
Yeah, that's the Saturday night game, and I heard on the news today, I guess Brady's 16 years older than him.
Brady's what?
16 years older than Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, okay, well, he's going to have to play a little younger than Mariota because, you know, Brady doesn't do a lot of scrambling. So if Mariota can break contain on those third and four and third and five plays, because I expect the Titans to run the ball on first and second down with Derrick Henry. So on those short distance plays between third and one and third and five in a pass option situation, I expect Marcus Mariota to make those plays, which is why I'm taking the Titans. So
Hawaii quarterbacks are 2-0 in the last two games, him and the Alabama guy.
Yeah, that was insane comeback in that second half, especially in the fourth quarter. That one throw he made in the overtime after he took the sack was insane because he looked off the defense. That was an NFL play by a quarterback.
All day long.
Or somebody making that play.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
It was
like Drew Brees threw the next on Sunday. No doubt about it.
I could not believe it. I'm like, I can't believe he just wouldn't have a title by making that play, but he did. But more props to him, man. That's a good kid, man. He's going to make Alabama great for another 10 years, so whatever.
No doubt.
But I also like the Falcons, who seem like they kind of found their stride. The Falcons look really good. They went into L.A., and I know the field conditions weren't the greatest with the new sod that they laid down, but, you know, I guess the Rams are just a little inexperienced, and Matt Ryan and crew got it going. The secondary's got it going now. Offense is putting everything together. Without Carson Wentz, I don't know how the Eagles can win this game, so -3, I'll lay the 3 with the Falcons and roll with the Falcons anyway.
Yeah, we hadn't talked. Nobody's talked about that, but, boy, they were slipping and sliding for a playoff game, weren't they?
Yeah, that was, I mean, the ground crew, I mean, you know, when they put these ground crew, these field conditions in and they're brand new, it's like you expect them to be in good shape, and then when they come out in this bad shape, it looks really bad for the ground crew. So, kudos to Atlanta for making the adjustments better than the Rams did. So,
yeah.
Atlanta went in there, got it done, and, you know, I got to give Rams the props. So, for at least playing a good second half. I know they didn't win, but they can't. In the second half, they kind of woke up a little bit, but... You know, what are you going to do? You're out of the playoffs, so enjoy your offseason. But I like the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, playing the Jags. And if the Jags can only generate one touchdown like they did last week against Buffalo Bills at home, I don't see how they can go into Pittsburgh and even cover 7 points. Because the Steelers' offense right now is probably the best in the NFL. They really got rolling. I know they lost Antonio Brown, but he stated that he's 100%, so... he's had at least, 4 or 5 weeks off now since that game where he got hurt?
Yeah, and really, an 80% Antonio Brown is better than most teams' number two receiver.
Well, he's better than most teams' number one receiver. He's been a lot of teams'
number one
receiver. He may be the best receiver. You know, he can kind of make comparison between him and Julio. But, you know, their weapons, Ben's got a full stable of weapons now, so. You know, he's seen they got Martavis Bryant back on board. He'll probably just finish out his contract at Pittsburgh and move on. But right now, the Steelers' offense looks really in sync, and I expect the Steelers to come out and just play good football. You know, without Blake Bortles being able to throw the ball down the field effectively, I don't see how the Jags can stay for this game. So I'm going to lay the 7 with the Steelers. I'm going to probably take it over, too. I expect the Steelers' offense to come out and really light up the scoreboard a little bit. And I think there's one more game, right? I can't think of which one.
Last game of Sunday, 4:40 Eastern, Minnesota hosts New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, that's a good matchup. So that's in a dome, right? Is that right?
Minnesota is a dome. New stadium is a dome, correct.
Yeah, so if that was an outdoor game, I would probably take Minnesota. But indoors, I'm taking Drew Brees. Okay, I'll take Drew Brees over Case Keenum in a quarterback matchup anyway, any day of the week. Okay. Minnesota's defense is outstanding. Xavier Rhodes, the outstanding cornerback they have, and he's probably going to be locked up with Michael Thomas or Ted Ginn all game. But the available options that Drew Brees has at his disposal to pass to, you know, either Ted Ginn or Michael Thomas, Kamara, Ingram. I mean, this Saints team is really, really good. I like the Saints plus the 2.5 money line going into Minnesota getting it done. And that's really where I thought.
Yeah, Kamara guy is fast like lightning.
Yeah, he is. He is probably the rookie of the year, you know. In most people's opinion, certainly in my opinion, but I expect the Saints to go into to Minnesota and get it done. Because I think Case Keenum, he just played a good year, but I don't know if I trust him in a playoff game yet. So for that reason, I'm rolling with Breeze and the Saints on the road.
Yeah, you can't. So. You really, you can't argue. If you watched anything of that New Orleans game last week, he was just unbelievable. His throws were just incredible. I mean, beyond what you've seen in the past. I mean, this guy is is a Super Bowl winning quarterback, but he was just perfect last week.
He was incredible. I mean, the fact that he's thrown almost 73% of his balls are completed in the regular season, NF record. I mean, 73% of your passes are completed. I mean,
well, they showed that one stat. They showed that one stat where it was that the top 5 years of all time, four of them were him.
Four of them were him. Yeah. And this year he is the best year he's done it. 72.8.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just too hard to pick his Drew Brees right now, even on the road. I got to take him.
Can't argue with you. So
that's what we're doing. Those are the picks I made, and I'm probably gonna take the over in that game as well. So we'll take a save the money line with the over. So those are my picks for this week, Chad.
All right. Now, if you're listening to this, remember this guy's given out the 4 and 5 teamers regularly over the last few years. So pay attention, Marvin. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll see you next weekend.
All right, brother.
All right, so earlier we talked to Joe from Connecticut. He was our reigning CBS Against the Spread pool winner for the 2017-18 season. Let's go back out to the Nutmeg State and talk to a frequent visitor to Winners. And there's many Winners. You know, we have Striders here in San Diego, owned by the same company, but there's many Winners back there where you can go and bet some of our four-legged friends. And we'll talk to Squeak. Squeak, you got any Winners for us this weekend?
I like one team. I like the Patriots. I'm from New England, and the Patriots, it's tough to go against Tom Brady. You know, again,
yeah, you know what? They're double-digit dogs. And this year we've seen with the 6BetsAGame.com that double-digit dogs are a coin flip pretty much this year in the NFL. But somebody else mentioned that every time, Squeak, that the Patriots get people squeezing them for the flake gate or whatever gate it is, they seem to take it out on the team they play.
Mm-hmm. They're good, Taz. They're unbelievable to – I mean, we get to see all the games. I don't think you see the Patriots every week, but like you saw against the Steelers, they find a way to do whatever you need them to do.
No, that was the second big game where they won because somebody decided throwing the ball in the end zone is a good idea.
So, besides that, I don't know. The rest of the games, I got no big opinion on.
No, yeah, you were a Rams fan, too, so I know you're kind of in a little bit of a post-mortem depression there after what looked like a team that could make a deep run, you know, with the potential MVP on the roster, and they just made a little too many young mistakes.
Yeah, they had a good year, Chaz. And, you know, if they needed Goff to step up one more level to win this week, you know, this past week, and he definitely didn't because, you know, they figured out right away that Gurley, they weren't going to let Gurley win that game. You know, Goff had to do it, and Goff couldn't do it.
Yeah. But you know what? They'll be better for it next year. I know our guys, Chuck, and the guys at PickingDuck.com are up there in L.A. They're big Ram fans, and you got to be excited for next year, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a good year next year.
Yeah. All right, my man. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, Chaz. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, so we got to check in with Billy on that segment. We haven't heard from Marvin in a while. Marvin's just a very good handicapper. Squeak's always given us winners over the years. Haven't heard from him in a while. Always good to hear from our callers. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter. Or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you bet on football? Is your handicapping making you any money? Check out sixbetsagame.com. It's a brand new tool to help you improve your handicapping. Most guys lose every year betting on football because their bets are just on the entire game. Your bookie is hard to beat. Think about it. Ever heard of a little thing called a point spread? How much do you give up each week just on your bookie's VIG? Take back that house advantage with sixbetsagame.com. You're already doing the handicapping. Now you have the right tools with sixbetsagame.com. You'll start winning more bets now. Imagine having every against the spread result from every quarter, every half, every game, and it's all right there on your phone. You'll know who's scoring in the first half. If a team hasn't allowed a first quarter point in 5 weeks, you'll know it. Six Bets a Game takes every point spread and every result all together in one place. You'll have as much information as the Las Vegas casinos do. Join sixbetsagame.com and you'll get your first set of reports for free. Start winning with sixbetsagame.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, viva Las Vegas.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by WatchEveryGame.com. And remember, for the rest of this season, our listeners save $100 on a WatchEveryGame.com box. I am Second Half Chaz. We got Nolan helping out on the board. This is our Six Bets a Game.com segment. And you can use the promo code TG2017, and you get all this week's reports free for the divisional round. SixBetsAGame.com. It is like having the racing form for sports betting. Last week's wild card and national championship game saw all five of the dogs pop. But if you use the sixbetsagame.com data, you cashed on two of the favorites. How, you might ask? Well, you may ask that because sometimes the best bet is playing only the first half and taking your winnings to enjoy while you watch the second half. Another example how you win more bets now with sixbetsagame.com. Sixbetsagame.com, it really is like having a racing form for sports betting. And for the NFL divisional weekend, the data reports are still free with promo code TG2017. Let's get back to the phones.
Now let's go out to Tommy, who, we chronicled his little tear. That it wasn't even a little tear. It was like a two-month tear that he went on last year. And if I remember, you did okay last week.
Yeah, I think I went 2-0 with a money line winner. So with the Titans. So, yeah, that's always good.
No doubt about it. So talk to us.
All right. Well, I am going to take the Atlanta Falcons -3 on the road in frigid Philadelphia against garbage Nick Foles. Nick Foles is garbage. They've cut that guy once. They should cut him again before the game starts to start whoever his backup is, because the guy is just awful. Philadelphia's defense is stout, I'll give you that, but I think that Atlanta, with a good quarterback, is going to outscore him. And Atlanta is going to find their way, Forrest Gumping their way into the NFC championship game again this year. You know, last year I thought they had the best team in the NFC. This year they didn't, and it looks like, you know, they're going to get a couple cheapo wins and end up back in there again, and we'll see what happens when, because I think they're going to end up playing the Vikings, and the Vikings are good. So, anyway.
Well, you know, you've been with us. you've been with us, Tommy, from day one. You know how what the Vikings' winning percentage over the last 3 years at home is against the spread is phenomenal. But you're absolutely right. And you might have heard earlier on the show, we talked to somebody. They all kind of blur together, you know. But we talked to somebody, and he said that the Falcons really are the one team you probably don't want to play if you're in the NFC because they got a chip on the shoulder. They're better than last year because they got the defensive guy back, and they've been there. Been there, done that.
Yep, I really don't want to see the Patriots get in there. I'd like to see the Steelers get in, to be honest with you. Not only do I have a lot of friends that are Steelers fans, I just think they posed the best game, is what I think. But
yeah, well, Pittsburgh had them. They just, you know, the last 2 minutes, stop the race, Tommy. Isn't that what you always yell?
Yeah, that's what I yell. And speaking of the Steelers, I absolutely love the over in that game. I think that game's going to – I think they might score 60 in that game. And I think the Steelers might score 45 of them. I think it's going to
be a blowout. Pretty sure that's one of my plays. I went to Caliente today and got the bets in. That's one of my plays, I think.
Yeah, I like the Steelers. I'm looking at -7 and over 41, and I'm loving that. I'm absolutely loving that. So
what else?
That's my plays. You can take the
there
Steelers -7 with the over, and then – take the Falcons, the Dirty Birds, -3. And actually, you're only laying 105 on that. So you're actually, you know, you're getting decent odds to do it, too.
Well, let me ask you a question. Now, you bet a lot. When you look at that number and you see that, do you say maybe it's better to have it at -110 at 2.5 or -115 at 2.5?
No, I'd rather take the lower odds. I'm betting the game anyway. So I'd rather have the better odds.
That makes sense.
Why
but you know, you get
110?
Well, because it goes down to 2.5 if you buy the half point, you know?
Yeah, I'm not buying. I never buy points.
You're buying off because
of my entire life.
You know, threes and sevens are really the only two numbers that you really got to look at buying off depending on what you're using it for because, you know, if you're using it in the three-team parlay like you're saying, and same thing with the sevens in the Steeler game, that's a big difference between hitting a three-team parlay with, you know, -15 at the end versus a two-team parlay because you got to push. That's all, you know.
No. Like I said, I just never bought points. I've never bought the hook. And you know me. You've known me a long time. You know how many games I've lost by the hook and how many four-team parlays I've lost by the hook.
But it's also – I also – not only don't I normally buy half points, I don't normally put the dollar chip in the front when I'm at the card tables and they got that little sucker bet up top.
Yeah, the one that I always yell at you for. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't play it. All right, my man.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk to you next time. Let's go out to Chuck from PickingDuck.com. They got a brand-new app. It's a pretty exciting time, but app or website, it doesn't matter if you don't have winners, Chuck.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you put them in. You got to have winners. You're right. So another exciting weekend, man. I hope we come up with some good winners like we did last week. We went 3-1 on the show. I think we went 2-1. But here we go. I call it the battle of experienced playoff quarterbacks versus hope to haves. So as you can see, a lot of very, very big games with guys like Breeze, Matt Ryan, Brady, Big Ben going against some really inexperienced playoff quarterbacks. So first, we're going to go with the Falcons. We're actually taking both NFC South teams. We have it at -2.5. So we're going with the Falcons, -2.5. I know it's tough to play in Philly. Just can't trust Nick Foles and that offense right now. And Atlanta is humming. I think they're kind of hitting that stride. You know, there's a lot of playoff teams that come in and just really start heating up at the right time, and I think Atlanta is one of them. Their secondary is actually is why I'm believing them. They shut down a lot of offenses, and I don't think Nick Foles has enough. I actually see this as a dogfight. The under 41 is also a good bet for us too. Under 41 for the total. I think this is going to be a really, really tight game, probably a 20-17, 24-20 type of game. But I do think maybe it stays on the low end of that, probably closer to 20 to 17. So those are our first two picks. And then the second, like I said, the other NFC South team is the Saints +4.5. I don't know. This is a tough game to call, but I do like the points. I think it comes within a field goal. The Vikings, yes, they have a great defense, but the Saints also have a great defense. And I think when it comes to offenses, you know, Drew Brees isn't throwing 50 times anymore. He's throwing 30 times. He's running the ball with their two big backs, and he's controlling the ball. So that's why I like the Saints.
No, we talked earlier, if you listened on the show, you heard us talk about you don't want to be facing Atlanta right now. There's no doubt about it, because they got a chip on their shoulder. They're healthier than they were last year, and they've been there, done that.
Exactly. That showed last week against the Rams. They just showed the experience showed on the field.
Yeah, but if you don't think a quarterback's an important part, you got your last year's MVP. You got a guy that's got 22 rings and Brady. Pittsburgh's guy's got a couple, and Brees got a ring. I mean, the bottom line is, you got a quarterback, you got a team. You don't have a quarterback, you don't have a team. It's really that simple.
That's right. All these games are going to be coming down to really, really one or two key plays of making plays or not fumbling, or, you know, just a couple breaks during the game. And it's going to be a dogfight with the Saints and the Vikings. It's just two really, really quality teams. I wouldn't be surprised if either of them showed up in the Super Bowl.
No doubt. So talk to us about the Picking Duck app.
Yeah, so the app is launched. Right now it's on iOS market. You can find it under Picking Duck, P-I-C-K-I-N-G, Duck. And then the Android version is going to be launched next month. So, yeah, you can make picks super easy to play. It's a weekly contest. Show your stuff for a week, and then on Monday the reset button hits. You get to do it all over again.
Well, you know what? I wish I had one of those right here in the studio. Big-ass redo button. I've had a few weeks like that. Of course, I'm a longtime Android guy, so I'm looking forward to next month.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, appreciate you following along, Jeff.
Yep, and we'll talk next time. Good luck.
Okay, good luck.
Now let's go up to Los Angeles and check in with Sloppy, see if he can give us some divisional round insight.
Well, now that the Seahawks are out, it's very hard for me to follow football, but I still have a gambling problem, so of course I'll give you some winners.
I bet you do.
We're going dog parlays this weekend. We're taking those Saints. We're taking those Eagles. I find it very weird that the Eagles are underdogs in that game at home. I don't know. It's kind of confusing to me, but maybe it's a trap. That's why I lose that. So,
could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
Remember, we've been doing this for a few years now, and every time there's a line that gets in our head, on Monday we say, it made sense now.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Foles is not the worst backup quarterback. I mean, yeah, he's not Carson Wentz, but I still think he's manageable, and I'm not sure how good the Atlanta defense really is.
I think if you listen to the media, and quite a few of the callers we've had on the show this week, boy, Nick Foles should stay in bed.
Really?
They're just bashing him. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. He is a serviceable backup. We'll say that again three times fast.
Yeah, the Eagles defense is better, though. I mean, the Eagles defense is what's going to win them that game. It's, but I just don't understand how they're underdogs. I mean, it's weird to be an underdog, even with Nick Foles.
No, number one seed, but Atlanta's bringing with them a little baggage from last year that people remember. They are the reigning NFC champion with the reigning NFL MVP. So, in that respect, I guess we'll see that, and that's the beauty of point spread swap.
Yeah, I mean, and the same defense that gave up 35 to Seattle, that gave up a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl. It's like, I think Nick Foles can do something with that against that defense.
It'll be interesting. That's the first game. That is Saturday morning at 1:35, or Saturday afternoon, 1:35 Eastern. What else you got?
Like I said, another one. I'm taking the Saints. Both dogs. I'm taking them both outright winners.
Yeah, Drew Brees is, and again, I think it was Chuck from Picking Duck. We talked about. It's really a situation where you could see how important a quarterback is. You got the reigning NFL, you got the reigning MVP. I mean, you've got the guy with 22 rings, you got the guy with a ring, you got a guy with two rings, and it is the most important position on the field, no doubt about it.
I mean, Case Keenum's been good. He's been great for the Vikings this year. It's just, I think it's Drew Brees' game to win.
No, you got Nick Foles, Marcus Mariota, Case Keenum, and Blake Bortles, right?
Yep.
Those are the quarterbacks you're going to take if you've got the dogs. So those aren't names that are going to scare you. But if you look at the that's not because Keenum's favorite. But if you look at the defenses on the two or three of those teams, the defenses could allow you to be almost like Tampa Bay, right? When they won their Super Bowl.
Yep. Well, and like the Baltimore Ravens when they won, when Trent Dilfer was quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean,
right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Blake Bortles was so bad. I've never seen anybody miss passes that bad before. So it's good.
No, guys are open.
Never bet on the
and it's not like they drop it. They never even got a hand on it, and they were wide open. It was brutal.
Like, it was a 3-yard out. He was missing them by 6 yards. I'm like, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. So, but again, you got four teams that have been sitting on the bench and watching. Now that sure, you get some healing, but it also gives you a little bit of time to get back into game mode because you haven't played a game in 2 weeks. So it'll be interesting to see.
And the Eagles haven't played like a meaningful game in 18 days since like Christmas or something.
Right.
They had a clinch.
Exactly.
So.
Right.
So. Well,
right,
it should be fun.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Later, brother.
All right. So that was it, man. A lot of activity, a lot of opinions, and they're just opinions until they play these games. We've got a couple on Saturday, a couple on Sunday. Zabriano gave us some soccer. Joe from Connecticut threw us some tennis. You're listening to the Sports Betting Weekly, the only 100% listener call-in sports betting show on the planet. If you missed any of the show, you can go to sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, #ThePublic, and do me a favor. Always be cashing.